Lord, may the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts at this time be found acceptable to you, for you are our Savior, you are our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
With our younger members of the congregation this morning, I had a little bit of fun with them in thinking about what persistence might mean. And I hope it doesn't mean trouble for mom and dad at home when they take it the wrong way. But, you know, it's a matter of staying the course sometimes. And I was thinking about how this happened to me one time in another way when I was visiting one of our regional retirement homes, and the person I was visiting, he was rather excited when we sat down to have a little talk, because he had just had something exciting for him happen in the last day. And that was, the facility had delivered him a new mattress. And that only happened, he said, because he had been complaining for a week or so about how hard and uncomfortable his mattress was that he had. And finally, someone in the faculty facility said, let's see what we've got in our stores, and sure enough, he got a new mattress. And the conversation then led on to how he said, you know, that sometimes works when you really speak up for yourself. A friend of mine who lives just across the hallway in her room, and she's always trying to get things done. And before long, the facility responds to her, and it happens that whatever she was looking for appears. And I thought to myself, well, maybe there is something to be said about that old saying, what's that, how's it go, a squeaky wheel? Gets what? Gets oil. Okay. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, that sometimes works. And I couldn't help but think that that's what our Lord, in a sense, was talking about in his story today about the judge, the unjust judge. But he was doing it with a particular objective in mind. He wanted to talk to them about this process called prayer. The story, just to give you a little bit of background about this woman who came to the unjust judge and complained, she probably had a really just cause to complain about, because if we were to be living in that time that Jesus lived in Jewish society in Jerusalem, unfortunately, the reality was that if you became a widow, you didn't get anything from the estate. When you became a widow, you were on your own or a charity of your family, because any goods or estate went to the males in the family. Or be it sons, or maybe a son-in-law, a son-in-law. You, as a woman, had no provision to be cared for except at the charity of her family. This woman, this widow, really felt that she had a case, and she complained enough with the judge that he said, I'm not going to put up with this. There is a way, and I'll listen to her. And he responded to her, and she had a favorable, made changes for her. And it's almost as if the family wouldn't have wanted the dirty linen that the heir before the rest of it had bought on the street that she lived,
and they would have had to concede to that as she was cared for.
But Jesus uses this to say something about prayer. And he's not talking about superficial prayer. He is talking about engaging in prayer that might occur for one over a period of time, whether it be hours or a couple of days or what. And you've got something in your heart that you need to share with God. And Jesus is telling us that the Father does listen. But sometimes as you engage in prayer with the Father, you're going to find that what you were thinking about at the beginning in your prayer to share is going to change. I know, because that's been my experience, that when I've in a situation and I open my heart up to God, that later on in the day, I'm still open to tuning in and engaging with God, I come to some new insights and start to see things maybe in a slightly different way. And for me, that is the Spirit of God being with me and helping me. And that's what Jesus said, it can be, that reality can be yours too. And it seems to me that basically, and I'm sure each of our journeys are going to be somewhat different, but when we intentionally enter into a prayer that is meditative and contemplative, and we take time out to allow that to happen, we can find that things can change. I realize, too, I'm somewhat of a slow learner at times, and even in spiritual ways, it matters. But God does nudge us and help us to see all sides of a predicament. So I just see this gospel today as an invitation for us to think about the ramifications of prayer, and that it isn't necessarily always an easy thing, but if we stay with it and run the course, or St. Paul said in the letter today about being steadfast, things can change in a much more positive way for everyone concerned. This is what I hear Christ saying in today's gospel. Amen.